On Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Truma, we're going to have a quick Parsha recap. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu instructing him regarding the collection of materials necessary for the construction of the Mishkan. The following things were to be donated: gold, silver, and copper, blue, purple, and red wool, linen, goat hair, tachash skins dyed red, shittim wood, oil for the menorah, besom for the ketores, precious stones for the ephod and the chayshen. All this needed to be donated for Hashem, Lishma, out of pure, sincere motivation. Moshe Rabbeinu was then instructed regarding the kalim that would be used in the Mishkan. The arn was to be 2.5 amos long, 1.5 amos wide, and 1.5 amos tall. It was to be made out of wood with an identical box of gold placed inside and outside of it. A gold crown was to be made surrounding it. Badim, poles, were to be made of shittim wood, covered in gold and inserted into rings. These poles were never to be removed from the aron. The luchas were to be placed in the aron. The kapiras, cover of the aron, was to be made out of pure gold, with two kruvim hammered out of pure gold on top. The shulchan was to be made out of shittim wood, 2 amas long, 1 ama wide, 1 ama tall. The cover was to be made of gold with a crown on it. As with the aron, rings were to be placed on it and poles made in order to carry it. The lechem apanim would be placed on the shulchan. The menorah was to be made out of one block of pure gold. All the cups, knobs, and flowers of the menorah hammered out of this one piece of gold. It had a base, middle stem, and 6 branches, 3 on each side. Moving on to the covers of the Mishkan, there were to be 3, maybe 4 covers on top of the Mishkan. The first was called the Mishkan. It was 10 panels, each 4 amas wide and 28 amas long. 2 individual sections of 5 panels each were connected in the middle by way of 50 gold hooks and loops. On top of that was the next cover called the Oil. This was 11 panels, each panel being 4 amas wide by 30 amas long. 2 individual sections, one of 5 panels and the other of 6 panels, were connected via 50 copper hooks and loops. Another cover was made out of ram skins and tachash skins. Moving on to the beams of the Mishkan, each beam was 10 amas tall and 1.5 amas wide. 20 beams made up the 2 side walls, and the back wall was 8 beams. Each beam had 2 protrusions carved out of the bottom that were fitted into silver sockets. In order to strengthen the walls, there were bars fitted into hooks on the top and bottom of the beams, and another bar running through the actual thickness of the beams that was called the Briach HaTichon. A paroichas was to be made dividing the Kodesh Kedoshim from the rest of the Mishkan. The aron was to be placed behind the paroichas, and the Shulchan Menorah and other kalim placed in front of it. A screen was then to be made for the entrance of the Mishkan. The dimensions of the Mizbeach for Karbanos, called the Mizbeach HaNechayshes because it was covered in copper, was 5 by 5 amas and 3 amas tall. It had 4 horn-like protrusions coming out the top, each 1 by 1 ama. All the different implements used for the Mizbeach were also made of copper, and a copper netting of sorts was to be placed in the middle, and the hooks for the poles for carrying the Mizbeach were on this netting. The courtyard of the Mishkan was 100 amas long and 50 amas wide. Poles were situated every 5 amas. The hooks to hold the curtains and decorative belts around the poles were silver, and the sockets the poles were inserted into were made of copper. The entrance of the Chatzar HaMishkan, the courtyard of the Mishkan, was on the east and only had 30 amas of curtains, so a 20 ama long embroidered screen was made to cover the entrance. All the implements and pegs necessary for the setup of the Mishkan were to be made of copper. That's a recap on Parshas Truma. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.